This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. According to the Bible, suffering is not something that just happens. It is something that we as Christians are called to and in which we should rejoice. And John, even you have to admit how crazy that sounds to the typical American Christian, let alone the non-Christian. Why would a person choose suffering?
I want to be careful because I don't think we should jump off the temple and put God to the test, as Jesus taught us very plainly. Don't test your God by doing foolish things. Don't run out in front of a truck. You know, don't inject yourself with poison. Don't be a snake handler, etc. So in that sense, choosing suffering would be sin. What we mean by choosing it would be choosing a lifestyle of love that almost certainly will involve suffering. Or if someone puts a gun to your head and says, you die, or you say, Caesar is Lord, and then you choose death. And the reason we do it is first because the alternative in that case would be disobedience. But there are cases where it's not so clear that the lifestyle we're choosing is the only one, and you choose it because you love people. And the suffering that you know is coming, you know God will take and turn for your good, because the Bible says so plainly that we're to rejoice in tribulation because of what it produces, because of the purity it can work, because of the hope it can work. So if you have a sovereign God that you trust because he's good as well as all-powerful, you know he will ordain whatever suffering he deems wise, and he will turn it for your good and for the good of the church. So for obedience' sake, for your own purification's sake, for the glory of Christ's sake, Christians ought to embrace risks of love that almost certainly will involve suffering.
If you enjoy Ask Pastor John, check out our 25-minute daily teaching program on the front page at desiringgod.org. And visit our online resource library for a myriad of free resources. It's all waiting for you at desiringgod.org.